When you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app that you can get for all Google Play Store users, as well as on your Apple products, iPhone, iPad, and iPod. You can also find us on iTunes, Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora. The name of the show is the name of the free podcast. So however you're listening in, thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate it. 11-plus years of doing it, and it's because of the amazing people I get to meet that I continue to do it, and the amazing people that listen in. Today is no exception. Very happy to have on the show Terrell Vassell on with me from DePaul Catholic in New Jersey, coming off of getting an offer from the Syracuse Orange. He has, at the time of us talking right now, 5 offers. So getting offered from Northeast area from a lot of this: Rutgers, Syracuse, Temple, Old Dominion, and Army. Terrell Vassell out of Wayne, New Jersey, DePaul Catholic. Very happy to have him on the show. Plays both cornerback and wide receiver. And Terrell, how are you doing today?
Doing good.
Now, first and foremost for you, when did your recruitment kind of get started? When did teams start getting interest in you and looking at you and coming after you? Because you're the incoming class of 2016. So when did things start to kind of pick up a little bit with teams finding interest in you?
School started to come in, like, right after my junior year, like around January, a lot of schools started to come in.
And of the schools that have offered you, I know Rutgers, obviously we talked about it off the air, they're close by to you in the state of New Jersey. You said you go there a lot. What can you say about Rutgers? I mean, is this a school that it's going to be hard for anybody to take you away from? Do you not think of it that way? How do you kind of view the hometown school, so to speak, in Rutgers?
I view the hometown as, like, a special place because, you know, this is where I was born and raised here in New Jersey. So they'll definitely have a very good chance with my recruitment.
When you look at Rutgers, besides the fact that they're close by, what do you like about the program, coaching staff, school, et cetera? What's kind of in your mind about Rutgers? Let's say if you weren't from the state of New Jersey, what would still attract you to a school like Rutgers?
I would say Coach Flood, he's a really good dude, and he keeps it real with you. He doesn't sugarcoat anything.
What do you like about your conversations with Coach Flood up to this point? What's your relationship like with him?
What I like about him is that, you know, like, he wants me to stay focused on school right now. He wants me to stay focused on my grades. Then after that, I start to think about college and to focus on my senior year. So that's what I like about him too a lot. And he also gives me a lot of good advice too.
When you look at some of the advice that he's given you at this point, what's some of that advice that sticks out to you?
He just wants me to take my time and make sure that whatever decision I decide to make is the best for me and my family.
When you look at your decision and wanting to make the best one, Temple obviously is not far away in Philadelphia, nor is Syracuse in upstate New York. What can you say about your relationship with Temple and how interested you are in them?
I'm actually interested in Temple a lot. When I took my visit down there, I liked the school. The university was pretty cool. I thought the university was different from, like, a lot of schools that I, like, normally see pitches and things like that.
What is it about Temple, maybe the program, coaching staff, whatnot, that has built a bridge between you and Temple? What's kind of done that for you at this point?
The coaching staff, basically, they have a plan that they go by for every player. And if every player follows that plan, you're guaranteed to be successful coming out of that school. So, and they have shown me a lot of statistics about it, so that's what I really like.
When you look at that plan, how would you describe it, that Temple plan that you said if you go by it, then you'll have an opportunity to play?
Well, the plan is that you get your degree in 3 years, and if the coaches feel like you're ready enough to go to the NFL or to go pro, then that's where you're going. And if you're not, you have that extra year, and then that extra year you can also get your master's And only school that I've heard that does that too is Syracuse. I heard that today too. Syracuse also does that too.
So to go into Syracuse, you kind of led my transition very well there. Syracuse, you know, they have had people do that, and they've had students recently that have been able to graduate in 3 years, both basketball and football, and get their master's before they headed out from college. What can you say about Syracuse and what you like about them at this point?
They're on the rise. I would say a lot of people are sleeping on Syracuse. They're definitely on the rise, and that program should be back to the old Syracuse, how it was back in the day.
What makes you say that you feel like this program is going to get back to what it was?
By the coaches that comes in, by the way I see the coaches, the online facts, I've talked to a lot of players that go there, they love it there, and everything that the coaches tell me, the players also tell me, so whatever they're doing up there is definitely a good thing.
When you brought up the fact that you talked to some of the players that are on Syracuse right now, who are some of those guys you've built a relationship with?
Well, I've mainly just talked to a few kids that committed there. They're not enrolled yet to the school.
Okay.
But I've talked to Davon Ellison a lot about Syracuse, way before Syracuse offered me, and everything he was telling me about the school, you know, I did my research on it, and everything about it is true.
Hey, Central New York, this is your wake-up call. It's your favorite Kill Girls, Pamela and Storm. Have you visited our location between Brugger's and Hampton Inn, right off of Erie Boulevard?
Come visit our world-famous Kill Girls and be immersed in the best sports experience of your life.
Tilted Kilt, your premier sports pub wear.
A cold beer never looks so good.
Gear up with the real deal at Dry Sig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At drysigapparel.com, that's DREISSIG apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dry Sig Apparel. DREISSIG apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at drysigapparel.com. That's DREISSIG apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
What can you say about some of the things that Davon said to you? Like you said, you did your research and you found that it's true. What were some of those things that Davon said that were backed up?
That the education there is up for more. It's definitely great. The education there is great. And if you don't make it on football, you're guaranteed to be successful with that degree from Syracuse, which is very important to me.
You and I are talking on the day that Syracuse officially offered you. What can you say about receiving the offer and what the moment was like and how it happened today?
I would say I was really happy to get the offer from there because I really got a lot of interest in Syracuse, and I'll definitely be taking a visit up there either next weekend or the weekend after. I'm not sure yet. I have to sit down and talk with my mom when her schedule is free, but yeah, I'm definitely excited to get a scholarship from there, and I just can't wait to take my visit up there for the first time.
Bobby Acosta, who's been the coach recruiting you, what can you say about your relationship with him and what you think of him?
My relationship with him is really good, man. You know, I could relate to a coach like him, and he coaches the receiver, so if I do play receiver up there, I would definitely have a good relationship with him. And as I can see from talking to him, I can see that he is very serious about making his players get better every single day when they come through the Syracuse program and hopefully getting them to the NFL.
What makes you want to go up? Like you said, you're going to visit, you know, we're talking the day that you got your offer from Syracuse officially, which is Wednesday, April 29th, 2015. You said, you know, in the next couple weeks here, you're going to be taking your first visit to Syracuse. What made you want to immediately get out to Syracuse coming off of this offer?
Because a lot of my teammates, they already took the visit up there to Syracuse, and they really liked it a lot, so they definitely encouraged me to take the visit up there. So that's why I'm really excited about it, because I haven't been up there yet.
And go into some of your teammates that have been up to Syracuse and just who they are and what they've said to you from their experience.
I've talked to Shamir White. He's the quarterback at my school, and I've also talked to Hassiz Dubois. I think Syracuse also offered him. And when he went up there, the first thing that they told me was that if they don't make it to the NFL, they're set for life with the education at Syracuse. So when they said that to me, that definitely played a big impact.
You keep bringing up education, which I think is vital. I think it goes unsaid too many times. Everybody's considering how fast does the player run? How strong are they? How tall are they? How many stars do they have next to their name? But I think the biggest question to ask is how dedicated are they to being good students and not just good athletes? You have said repeatedly in just this conversation here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora, Terrell, that education is very, very, very important to you. Why is it so important to you, and what are you hoping to get out of the college that you choose?
Well, education is important to me because I look at it as, sadly, one day football is going to end for me, and I'm going to need something to rely on to make sure that my mom is good and to make sure that my future is bright so that I can be successful and succeed in whatever it is that I choose to want to do. And without that, I need a degree. I can't do that if I don't have a degree or if I don't have a good education. So that, by far, is definitely more important to me than football. And it will definitely play a big role into whatever school I choose, the education.
What do you want to study? Do you know kind of what you're interested in at this point, or are you still kind
of
left?
Go ahead. As of right now, I have two majors that I want to study in. I'm not too sure which one I would want yet. I'm thinking about finance or political science.
What is it about? Let's look into both of them, finance and political science. What do you like about each of them?
Well, finance, I'm good. I'm really good with numbers, so I thought that would be something. Political science, I just really like that, you know. With the majors, I would like to study in something that, like, interests me, that I'd be able to like, something I'd be able to, you know, just enjoy while I'm at school. You know, I just don't want to take something just to do it. I just want to take something that I'll be able to enjoy and learn from it a lot.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissigLady, BamboOutfitters.com with the Bamboo line relaxed fit clothing as well as the athletic fit clothing. DrySigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in DreiSig Lady Apparel. DreiSSIG Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing. And don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreiSigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreiSSIG Lady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You got to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to CamsPizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. CamsPizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S Pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to. Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport, but at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today. Now, Terrell, you play wide receiver and cornerback, so obviously you can gain from doing both of those positions to help you when going up against the other position as a wide receiver. Knowing what it's like to play corner, that can help you, and vice versa. What do you think you play better at? Is there a position you're more comfortable with?
I'm honestly more comfortable at both positions. You know, whatever school I decide to go to, I'm willing to play whatever position the team needs me to play. But I honestly like both positions, you know. I've been able to master and learn from experience about how to be patient with my routes and how to be patient on defense. So it all relates and comes back to each other.
What would you say are your best attributes as a wide receiver? What are the things that you do well that you feel separate you?
I feel like I'm a playmaker. You know, whenever the ball is in my hands, I feel like I can go the distance and I can score 6 with the ball in my hands. Easy.
And then as a corner, what would you say are the things that you do best? What are some of the areas you feel are best for you?
Corner, I would say I'm a really good man-to-man corner. You know, I'm really good at studying film on receivers, you know, patience. You know, a cornerback is, like, probably one of the hardest positions in the game of football. You know, I work really hard at that position and to master my craft. So, you know, I feel like on the defensive side, I'm a good player on that side because I can also shut down a best receiver on the team.
Well, obviously it's important to have good hands as a wide receiver, but I think this question kind of answers itself with you trusting your hands as a wide receiver. I would venture to say that that makes you pretty dangerous as a corner when you're going up against somebody, I would think. Am I correct here?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, the talent that you've gone up against, what can you say about that? You know, New Jersey, I think, gets a bad rap sometimes, or they get overlooked. Just like you said, Syracuse gets overlooked sometimes. What can you say about the talent of DePaul Catholic and the talent in New Jersey in general that you've gone up against?
I can say that the talent that I've gone up against and the way that, like, our coaches and other coaches prepare the players is something similar to, like, how they do it on the college level. And a lot of people, they overlook it. Like, we play in one of the toughest conferences in the country. You know, every week is a battle. You know, it's not one soft team that we play on our schedule. So, you know, you have to practice and you have to do the right preparation. And you have to study your film. You know, and those are all the things that you have to do in college. You know, so that's one of the main reasons I think people overlook New Jersey football. You know, it's really a hard, tough-nosed football in New Jersey. You know?
And in having that tough, hard-nosed, however you want to describe it, football, that gritty football of New Jersey and the Northeast, to look at the other schools, Old Dominion and Navy, how do they kind of work into this? Because Rutgers, Temple, Syracuse, that's that gritty Northeast football that you're kind of talking about. Does Army and Old Dominion, do they meet that gritty football of the Northeast as well, or do you feel like they're different and a change from the schools that we talked about? How do you kind of view them?
Well, with those schools, the defenses that they run are primarily like how the defenses are ran over here in New Jersey, so that's definitely a scheme that I'll be comfortable in with those schools. You know, they like the man-to-man. You know, I'm also a good zone corner, but they also like man-to-man. They love to blitz a lot, you know, when blitzing in the corner.
So when we look at it at this point, Terrell, you have these offers, the five initial offers. Are you hoping to keep getting more and more and take your time? Or if you fall in love with the school, you make a decision. How are you kind of looking at when you want to make a verbal commitment somewhere?
Right now I'm just taking things slow. You know, me and my mom are just evaluating everything. We want to take as much visits as possible to a lot of schools and see which one I like the most, which one fits me, not only football-wise, but also education-wise. You know, what schemes do I fit better in? And whatever place and whatever school I go to, does it feel like I'm home there?
Rutgers, you said before, just to wrap up here with you, Terrell, Rutgers, you said, would be hard for a team to take you away from that. Are there any teams that you feel have offered you already that you think can potentially take you away from Rutgers, or is there no team that has made you feel that way yet?
Honestly, I would say all the other schools that have offered me have the same amount, has the same shot that Rutgers does at getting me to be committed there. Every other school has the same shot.
So it is wide open as far as you're concerned right now as you look forward here, and I definitely appreciate you talking with me, Terrell. I know that you're going to be, like you said, within the next couple weeks visiting Syracuse, so be happy to have you back on the show to talk about that and everything else as it continues on. But I appreciate your time today, and I look forward to having you back.
All right, no problem. Thank you.